When Rachel squealed like that, she wanted an audience. And if she didn't get one here, she'd go round to her father's, where Tasha would take an intense and clever interest in anything to do with clothes. In the hall, Molly found her daughter balancing on shoes with impossibly high heels, moving to and fro, beaming at her reflection in the full-length mirror. "They look beautiful, darling," Molly lied. In reality, she thought heels that high not only looked ridiculous, but were dangerous to walk in. But what was one minor lie in the confusion her life was in now? Rachel wobbled across to the dining room to find the swatch of ivory satin and hold it against the shoes.
"Oh, yes, the dyer's got the shade exactly right."
They certainly did. Beaming, Rachel walked up and down the hall again.
"I'd better practice."
"I'll go and start tea. Chicken breast with salad, all right? I found a new low-fat sauce recipe." She turned towards the kitchen.
"Oh, I'm not going to be here for tea, Mum. Didn't Brian tell you? We're both going over to Dad's tonight."
"But we agreed we'd have a family night tonight. I bought some champagne and..." Molly had been looking forward to an evening with just her two children, something which wouldn't be likely after the wedding.